So we've asked our brother Vicente to share with us this morning from the Word. And Vicente, it's always a real privilege to have you. These are unusual times, but what a blessing to have you and Nancy and Jonathan and Isaac, you and Anna. It's a real precious opportunity. We'll look back and remember the Lord's faithfulness, having you among us here and us with you. So we've been praying for you, and we just want you to feel free to share what the Lord's put on your heart from the Word. You sure and unmute yourself? Vicente, unmute yourself, brother. Unmute yourself.
Yeah. I want to offer the Lord a song.
Amen.
Amen. The name is Christ, glorious name. I think you know it because it's an old song. Can you hear me? Salvador bello, precioso Señor, Emmanuel, Dios con nosotros, Juan de la vida, Cordero de Dios, Cristo, nombre glorioso.
Pero unidos por un mismo espíritu que nos une en amor, Señor, que nos une en compañerismo, en comunión, porque sabemos que nuestra verdadera comunión es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo. Muchas gracias, Señor. Señor, tu palabra es la que nos da luz, es la verdad, Señor, y esta mañana, Señor, gracias por danos esa oportunidad de escuchar tu palabra. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús, Señor, te damos gracias. Amén. Amén. Brothers and sisters, I, like Pablo always asks me when we talk in telephone, when you speak in Spanish, speak slowly, because I want to understand the most I can understand. So this time I want to speak in English as much as I can, so we can be in all understand, you know, what I'm saying. And I really thank God for this opportunity to share with you and to be with you in this fellowship that we're having today. And in our meeting is just to praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So I thank you again for inviting me to your meetings, and especially today to share God's word with you, with like we should hear it, you know, like the scripture say, because it's the word of God. And this is what is in my heart. I was praying when Phil told me about it. I was praying to God to give me something so I can share. I cry to the Lord. I'm not a good preacher, but I want to put my heart in it for my brothers, my love, my brothers, you know, and because we are all having in the whole world, I believe that the scripture says, all our brothers and sisters are going through the same situation and at this time and every time, you know. And I want to share that something from Bruce, 2 Timothy to start with. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3. It says, Paul, Apostle Paul to Timothy says in chapter 3, verse 12, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. And I have seen and I know that there's a group of believers in a whole Christianity that they really wants to live a godly life. So when I hear that this, when I was reading this and I hear that Paul is saying to Timothy, so I say, I asked the Lord and I asked, you know, the Spirit to guide me and find someone else, some scriptures, you know, that will help us or help to what a holy life, you know. So I, God gave me that, some scripture that I want to share with you, which is the letter of, first letter of Peter. I know you all know this, have read all this already before, probably many times. But right now, according to the circumstances, I believe it is for us, everyone of us, it will be like a fresh water or something fresh that we can rest, you know, rest. So I was hearing the prayers, the people, I mean, your prayers, and I say, we need this fresh water. We need this refreshing from the Word of God to our lives, because the circumstances we're all going through, you know, and it's a lot of circumstances, afflictions here and down here, and I know everywhere in the world. And we as believers, we really need to stay, I mean, to believe in the Word of God. the word God. And that's what Peter says, you know. Just I hope it's not too long. I'm going to read. I want to read because I think it's very necessary that we can read. And I'm going to read in English. I find New Testament in English. So please be patient with me in this reading. So and the words, I must pronounce a word, not the correct way, but you will understand because you will be reading too. So let's go to First Peter, first letter of Peter, chapter 1. All the five chapters, you know, Paul's, Peter tell us how to live a holy life. You know, through the the middle of the circumstances, or in the middle of persecution, because this letter was wrote it to Christian believers that were dispersed, you know, at that time in the known world at that time. So First Peter chapter 1, it says the salutation, you know, and Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by His blood. I'm reading a New International Version. That's the only one I find in my book library. So, first, God says, Peter says here in his first chapters, verses, is that we were chosen by God. And that for me, it's marvelous, and for everyone, you know. You know, and chosen to come to His Son and believe, you know, and be sprinkling, you know, by His blood. The grace and peace be yours in abundance. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. That's what we need, you know, in these times. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, keep in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. So it's by faith we bring God, by power of God. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. I know that's what, you know, what many are having right now. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Gloria a Dios.
Amen.
Thank you. You thought you have not seen Him, you love Him. You believe in Him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. This is what we, you know, where there's our salvation. It's the goal, you know, of our faith. So that's why we need to keep firm. So it's by faith and say how we can live, you know, in these circumstances. So the letter still, you know, Peter says how should be, how we can be, you know, or how we can stay, you know, in a holy way, living in this world, you know, until the Lord comes, and how are our wives, you know, as wives and husbands, you know, how we gotta live our lives, and also how we have suffering for doing good, you know, that we're called to do that. So I'm just going to skip some scripture. I'm going to go to 1 Peter 3, 8. It says, finally, all of you live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. Oh, thanks God. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. So this is, you know, I want to skip another scriptures, but I don't want to take much time. I know you can, we all can read this letter, you know, in our reading time with the Lord. And I'm going to go to Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever.
Amen.
So we all know that we might be suffering, you know, for Christ as a Christian. And we, as the first chapter says, if it's necessary, we'll suffer or we'll go through trials if it's necessary, you know, because this, well, our faith increase, you know, and the Lord, and then is that how we get prepare us to get victory in our lives, or our living days, you know, victory through Jesus Christ, you know, with our faith in him. That's our victory. So suffering for being a Christian, I'm going to read 4:12, chapter 12. Say, dear friends, do not be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering. as far something strange were happening to you. But rejoice that you participate in these sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted because of the name of Christ, you are blessed, for the spirit of glory and of God rests on you. If you suffer, it should not be as a murderer or thief or any other kind of criminal or even as a meddler. However, if you suffer as a Christian, do not be ashamed, but praise God that you bear that name. Amen. For it is time for judgment to begin with the family of God. And if it begins with us, what will outcome be for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if it is hard for the righteous to be saved, what will become on the ungodly and the sinner? So then, those who suffer according to God's will shall commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. And the final, I want to read this to the elders, you know, or how we should be having or behaving, you know, or having a fellowship one another or loving one another. Said to the elders among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's sufferings, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed. Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be. Not greedy for money, but eager to serve. Not lording in order those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. You men, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility, toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers through the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. The brothers or sisters are undergoing same trials of suffering every part of the world. We know how the church in Iran is, how many people is God bringing to the Lord, and how they suffer when they got when the government find them, you know, worshiping the Lord. But we know for testimony, you know, of some brothers that have been there, how they rejoice, how those brothers rejoice You know, in a simple way of meeting just, you know, two or three, probably more, but I believe not as many as many churches, you know, like Mexico, U.S., or somewhere else with this freedom to worship God. We know they are really they really understand, you know, what we just read in Peter. And I think for everyone, even for us right now, that we don't have those kinds of persecutions, you know, not here in Mexico, you know, from the government. But we hope we have all other different kind of trials. You know, even in the church, we have some, you know, difference with other ones. And it shouldn't be, you know, like Peter says here in his letter. But we're still weak, you know, and many are still weak in faith, you know. And we know we have a great, great Savior, but a great high priest. That says in Hebrews chapter, you know, I think it's chapter 4, it says that we can come to the throne. We can come, you know, brothers and sisters, we can come with all our confidence, because we know that the Lord Jesus, or highest priest, is there. We can come to the throne anytime and find in the throne, like it says, grace and mercy for all needs. So the people of God need to know this. I mean, I know they know, but sometimes we forget because of circumstances. So he, even in book of Hebrews, in the first chapter or second chapter, I think he says that Paul says, or whoever wrote this this letter, I think everybody thinks it's Paul. He said that how Jesus, you know, gives himself, you know, according to God's will, to rescue, you know, not the angels. He died in the cross, you know, he died in the cross because the human being were under in darkness, you know, slaves. And he took that on his with his love and everything. He died for everyone, and that was according to God, his Father's will, you know. He suffered, we know. He was all kind of suffered all kind of persecution, everything. And I don't know many words that I would like to say in Spanish, you know, but I don't know. But you know them, how the men, or how all of them treat him. But he said he died to for a short of time. It says in the Bible, for a short of time he was minor of the angel, made minor the angels, Jesus, and he died to bring the man, you know, from its darkness, from its situation, to make them some sons or children of God.
Amen.
He suffered everything, it says there. I mean, well, I'm just going to look quickly because I don't want to be saying something that is not, okay, it's, he say, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. For this reason, he had to be made like his brothers in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. So, brothers and sisters, because he himself suffered and he went through these, all these things that we go through, he's powerful to help us. And he stands, you know, at the side of the Father in heaven, or high priest. So we can go anytime, you know, we can come anytime, everyone together or one or individuals, but the throne, I'd say open, so we can come because we know he's powerful to help us. So we have a grande Dios and grande sumo sacerdote, or high priest. So we are in this letter of Peter, we are Peter says what are we on Christ, what he did for us, how he washed with his blood, and how we were reborn, how do you say, renacidos, that's the word in Spanish. I'm born again.
Born again.
By the word. So,
gotten again.
See, so we have this, by the grace of God, we find consolation in the scriptures. So, in these times, I know what's happening. Maybe it's going to change normality, you know, in every way. I don't know in your country, but here in Mexico, the government is saying everything is going to be modified, you know, and it's not going to be the same. So we need to be in the throne of God, you know, because we need help. We need wisdom. We need revelation, you know, or how we're gonna, you know, probably be gathering together, everyone, you know, together. So we need the guide of the Holy Spirit in the church, right, in these very times. So that's what I want to share with you, because I find joy and I rest in these words, you know. And I rest because God say, the Lord Jesus says to everyone, you know, who wanted to be healed or who wanted to be, you know, help, he asked them, do you believe that I can do it? And when they answered yes, he didn't even have to put his hands on them. Remember that? He said, by your faith, you're being saved. I mean, because they know that who he was. So knowing all these things, I say, God help me, because I want to live a life, you know, not a religious life, a free life in Christ, now knowing the truth, and help other brothers, you know, helping my brothers that are with me, and with you know, anyone I can help, and because not everyone, you know, goes to the scriptures. They just probably just happy going on Sundays to church, but not many Christians deep in the word, and not many know the promises what God has for us in the Bible, and not very many know that great priest we have standing beside of the Father. The side of the Father. So I want to share that with you, brothers. I hope I read well. I know you know this, but I felt, you know, I went one and one again and say, God, what can I share with them? I know I love you, brothers, and I know you love Christian people, God's people. So this is what I rest in my heart sharing with you. And in the prayers, So I was just thanking God for this I was going to share, because I heard, you know, what we're praying for. So thank you, brothers.
Amen. Let's have a few prayers if we could. Unmute yourself.
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you. I praise you.
Amen.
I bless you. I love you. Thank you, God, for giving me this opportunity.
Amen.
To be together in these circumstances.
Yes.
To see each other. To this screen, to this technology. But one thing we know, Lord, that not far away, one day far away, we'll be all together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for all of us, Lord. Help us. Help us to keep our eyes on the Lord.
Yes.
To keep our eyes looking, in the things above in heaven,
yes,
and be less earthly, because this is not our eternal home.
Yes.
We have a house, according to what the Lord Jesus said. We have a house, you know, in heaven, made by your hands, God. So we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you have given. Thank you for your word that we read today. Thank you, Father, for the guidance of the Holy Spirit guiding this church, the church. Thank you for your words that edificate us together. Thank you for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh Lord, our high priest. Thank you, God. Mm. Father, thank you. We love you.
Amen.
We love you, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Yeah.
Father, we thank you for meeting with us under these rather unusual circumstances. Thank you that your word is not chained by distance.
Yes.
Thank you for helping our brother to express in English these things that he has shared with us.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you that in spite of the dark times that we're going through, the difficulty times, that you are using these very things to conform us to the image of your son, to expand our understanding of your ways. Lord, we are so blessed to be your people. We're so blessed that we have your word in our hands and are able to read it and comprehend at least to some degree the reality of it. So Father, we thank you for meeting with us. Thank you that we've been able to remember our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this simple way to express the fact that we are your children,
mm-hmm.
and we have been saved by his precious blood being shed. Lord, we give testimony to that this morning.
Amen.
Again, say thank you so much for your love, your goodness, your continued care over our lives. And we want to ask for your guidance as we continue this week, that we might glorify your name in all that we do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.